At 6:13, Aaron Keck here with you live in the WCHL studio. You are listening to live and local music to go with the local news, especially live this hour because we've got Heat Preacher in the studio. Rob, JD, Nick, and Hugh, they're going to be playing at the Cat's Cradle Backroom coming up this Friday. They've got some great music already out, and we've already heard some terrific stuff from them just this hour. Much more of that coming up between now and 6:30. Guys, thanks so much for being with us. That first song was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you
for having us. And we were saying during the break, that was the first song that y'all ever recorded and learned to play together, right? Three years ago?
Yeah, that's right. I guess almost 3.5 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
So how did you all come together? It was 2016, right?
I used to live in Boone, North Carolina for the better part of a decade and decided to move to the Triangle to, kind of pick the music career back up and chose Carrboro, North Carolina. I heard it was kind of a nice little small town like the one I was from.
I was going to say, that's like East Boone, right?
Yeah, it's like East Boone, flat Boone. Absolutely lovely town.
There've got to be people driving around like, what is he talking about? Boone is West Carrboro. Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to run into Rob DeMauro. And I played an open mic that he hosted at the station over in Carrboro. And awesome. He heard a few of my songs. That one that we just played was, I guess, the first song he ever heard me play. Mm-hmm. And then he asked Nick Stroud, to come and, I guess, hear me play one night and played a few tunes. Nick liked it. We decided that the three of us would get together, and then we wanted, after the first practice, I guess, to keep going. And they were like, "Well, we think we know who who we would like to play bass if we can convince him to do it."
And it was, yeah. So Hugh could play circles around JD and I on guitar.
Yeah.
He's like a virtuoso. He went to Carolina School of the Arts, played viola for Jump Little Children. Like, he's been around forever. He's an institution in Carrboro, and the fact that he's playing bass and holding it down is mind-blowing.
Hugh is also, you can't see this on the radio, but Hugh is also like sitting on the side like smiling and shaking his head with his eyes turned down, which is the universal symbol for, yeah, this is all correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, Hugh's also really good-looking and strong.
Yep, smiling, shaking his head down.
Yep.
Awesome. So how is it, has it been since then? Where's the band taken you?
I mean, we just, I guess, I don't know. I mean, we play as much as we can. It's hard to get the four of us in a room together. All in our 30s.
It's kind of like a slightly more, more than amateur, less professional bowling league. That's how I look at it.
I like that.
We put on the shirt, we put on the shoes, we go out, we bowl our butts off, and then we go home. And, we just put out 4 new songs that we recorded at Warrior Studio out in White Cross.
Shout out to Al Jacob.
Yeah, Al Jacob's awesome. We're looking at recording finishing a full album by the end of the year.
Awesome. And I'd gotten the chance to hear some of the stuff you've already got out. It's terrific. So for people who want that info, where can people find you online?
Heatpreacher.com.
Really easy. Heatpreacher.com. Where does Heat Preacher come from as a name?
That's a terrible question.
Well, we wanted to... Okay.
What is the radio-friendly version of the story of how Heat Preacher came together?
We wanted to be called Tennis Rodman.
That's true. That is true. Tennis Rodman.
Tennis Rodman.
Turns out,
I like
there's
it.
Already a Durham artist that goes by the name Tennis Rodman.
Like, locally?
Yes,
there's a,
it was crazy. God. Either it was subconscious or we were just geniuses as well, but that was our second choice as Heat Preacher.
All right. Yeah, but why was it the second choice?
Because Tennis Rodman is cool.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Speaking with Rob, Nick, Hugh, and JD, heatpreacher.com is the website. JD, what influences your songwriting? Are you like the songwriter? Is it all four of you together now, or how does it work?
I typically will bring a melody and an overall idea. Try not to go too far with it, and then bring it to the rest of the guys, and then it just kind of morphs into whatever you hear at the shows or online, and I think that's honestly it's It's a great way to do it. I've been the sole person where I've, you know, written an entire song and I told people what to play, and it's just it's not a fun way to have a band.
And yeah, we all get to contribute our parts, and we typically write a song like right at the beginning of practice, and within two or three runs, we've got it pretty much fleshed out. So
nice. Yeah. All right, speaking with Heat Preacher, let's hear another song. What are we gonna hear next?
So we're gonna try one out for you. We're a rock and roll band, so this acoustic thing is an adventure for us.
I'm loving it so far.
Nice, man.
So we're gonna try a song that I guess you can't hear online. This one is called Fire.
Awesome.
Thank you.
awesome. We're listening to Heat Preacher. You are listening to Live and Local, and we're going to be back with more from the band after this at 624.